Welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with Julia and Philip Siracusa. Sponsored by Carnation. Airing live on United Public Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. This show's opening has been produced, edited, narrated by Gwen Luckett at gluckett.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to welcome to Monday night segment of Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Julia Siracusa, and Philip Siracusa. We are broadcasting live from the United Public Radio Network on 105.5 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. Tonight, we have amazing guests to the show. So please, guys, welcome to the show. Tara Mead and Van Doren. They are both part of team of F-Files, One Case at a Time. They focus on missing persons, missing children, missing pets, and the paranormal. Tara and Van Doren are intuitive psychics that bring unique perspectives to search for missing persons. Tonight with these wonderful ladies, we are going to talk about how missing persons organizations play such a role in addressing cases of individuals who have disappeared. You can find this amazing team on their website, One Case at a Time. So please, let's welcome them to the show. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
for coming on tonight. We really appreciate it. Thank you for everything that you guys do. Can you guys tell us a little bit about what you guys do and how you came together and formed this amazing team and joined such amazing people that you work with?
Well, I'll go ahead and start, Tara, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The team, One Case at a Time, it actually formed out of a dream. It just developed by having this idea, having people refer us cases and coming up with incredible talent, people that are incredibly intuitive. They have amazing gifts as far as being psychic, being intuitive. They use all their clairs. They are able to locate, and I thought, you know what, we need to just put a team together and be able to help the community, help other people. And we just put our services together, and this is what's just come out. It's One Case at a Time.
Oh, wow.
Soon as we started that, we had cases just come to us and have since we started.
Right. And all the cases, Julia and Philip, are referred. Everything is referred to us. We don't even have a chance to advertise because people know who we are, or people know us individually, whether they're family or friends, and they just need help. And they're saying, we need help. Can you help us?
So have you, has there been a case that you guys have worked on that you've actually, you know, brought a missing person home?
We worked on a case with one of our first cases with a girl who her sister called us up and, can you help me find my sister? So the team started working on that. And we all put together what we feel after we read the case and send that to Van Doren, and she goes over that and posts it. None of us know each other, just our initials and the state we're from. But the first case was interesting. If you'd like to go ahead and tell them about Kimiko.
Okay, so Kimiko, she was a case where the sister needed help, and all we had was a photo, is the missing person's photo, the flyer. That's all we had. We didn't have no other information, not where she was seen last, nothing. So it got passed out to everybody on the team. There's 13 members on the team. Nobody knows each other, and everybody tapped in. And that's where the psychometrics, the psychometry comes out, is where you tap in on the photo, the paper, the energy. And everybody writes it down. They have so many days. There's a deadline. There's a cutoff. And everybody turns in their information to me, and then I compile a report. And that's where it is so magical, where everybody's information is all different, but all the same. The same. It's different, but the same, if that makes sense. That's, you know, when you tap in psychically, you're leading to something, and the energy. And everybody said almost the same thing, and they don't even know each other. That's what makes this incredible.
That's amazing. I know exactly what you mean. It's like everyone is putting in, maybe they have a different input, but
yes,
it kind of all makes sense, and then it comes together. And
sometimes
it all comes together.
Yes. So this report that I compile and put everybody's information, it gets submitted to the family member, and it brings clues to the family, and they start to, oh, okay, this is where I know that's at, or this person. I mean, every person on the team will say a name, a location, a street, a color. They just start writing stuff down, and then we put it on a list, and they're clues. They're just clues.
No, Tara, Tara, you are a spirit photographer medium. Can you use this gift in
London?
Yes. How do you do that?
It's different. I've even learned and tapped into a few things myself. The first case, I got a picture of the Kimiko case. I got a picture of her aunt. I don't know these people, but when we turned it into the girl's sister, she identified them. But I get pictures, I think, from spirit. When I'm looking through these photos, there's one photo, but then there's smaller photos within that. I have a photo of a girl walking her dog. And I asked the girl's sister about that. She said she had a favorite dog, always took it on walks. It was a smaller animal, fit the description. I also have a photograph of her aunt, very clear photograph. And just putting the puzzles together with these photos and then turning them in validates these girls and validates the photographs that I take. So it is very interesting, because some of them, they're all different cases, but we also had a case about a couple of weeks ago where this poor girl was missing for, I think, 10 years. She was beautiful, very young. All the psychics said, this is where this happened. This is what happened. Hands tied behind the back, murdered. The mother was so distraught, and it was so sad. But working on this for her, I got an incredible picture of her daughter. Beautiful, long, blonde hair, huge smile on her face. She's with family. She's okay. That put a huge rest on her mother, and the testimonial was just beautiful. That she saw her face, saw her daughter, you know, it brought a lot to us, because not knowing for all those years was just had to hurt every day. But knowing, yes, she's passed on, but she's in a beautiful place with this big smile. She's okay.
Was that the case in 2013? I think, was her name Caitlin?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I've seen that on the website. That was amazing. Amazing.
So what happens is, when we compile a report, the mom, which this just happened a few weeks ago, the mom validated. She goes, I've been looking for answers, and everybody on your team brought some closure. brought me some peace, because I've been searching for 10 years, more answers, more information. And you all helped me get that information. So it brought her a sense of, okay, I'm going to keep searching, or I'm going to keep moving forward. She's still missing. Caitlin is still missing. However, when mom finds peace, it brings us comfort as a team or as a whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a lot of healing that takes place at the same time, all the way around.
Absolutely. Just having her picture, I really felt she was on the other side. She's not here. There's always a percentage of a chance that maybe they're out there, but I also receive messages that show little leads, like this Sebastian Rogers case. I have a picture with a little young guy in a bed with a man with a baseball cap on, fully clothed. I think, putting everything together, he was kidnapped. We're not so happy about that right now, because it's been so long. None of us feel positive anymore. Van can't read he doesn't feel his energy any longer. But the pictures that I got kind of told a story, and I'm trying to ask Spirit to send photos of what happened. How did he get there? Where is he? So that is part of what I do, but it's all good because we validate each other. And Van Doren had a crazy case years ago with a missing horse.
That story. Someone referred that case to the team, and it was a horse that was missing in Mexico. So of course we're all in the States. The team is from the States, but we were all from all different parts of the country. And everybody submitted their information. Well, when I tap in, I see location. And when I see a location, I'll circle a map and I'll say, okay, I have a feeling it's going to be there. Everybody else also taps in, and they'll also either agree or disagree, whichever. Everybody submits their own information. Okay. Well, that horse was in that location. It was in a ranch, and they were slaughtering animals in that place. So it really went deep as far as the FBI went. They got to the ranch and they arrested many people. There were illegal arms. And just recently, this happened about 4 years ago. And recently I reached out to the mom of the horse and I asked how she doing and how she recovering. She went on to details to say that there was hostages that were saved from that ranch. And I just found that out about a couple months ago. I had no idea. 4 years ago, she didn't disclose that. So I just found that out, and it put me in tears, because a lot of times our abilities are so intense psychically, intuitively, but when you tap into energy, you get full straight information, and you just have, there's no filter. You just have to say it.
Yeah.
And when she expressed that there was hostages and people saved, that put me in tears. I had no idea. So that was good. That was a great case.
What do you want to do while you're gone?
I don't know what
takes the shape.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, do you guys see a face on the screen, or is that just me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, someone else popped onto the screen. Hello?
Okay, they're gone. I think that was Joe. The owner, I don't know. Okay. You know, it gets very emotional too for mm-hmm. us psychics to, you know, to do what we do. How, you know, do you handle that part? And when, you know, when you see and you know that someone has deceased, how do you handle it? how do you handle it? Because we are human. We're still human. And it gets very draining and upsetting at times.
It does.
I know from what many of the team members and myself, it takes a lot of practice to detach from a case. You have to detach because it gets very, very emotional and it sucks you in. It's like a vortex. It's so negative that you have to learn to turn yourself back around and become positive again. But the next day you're drawn in again because you're getting downloads. You're getting information. More information. The more information you get, you have to write it down because it's part of the information that needs to be provided. It's part of the clue.
Right. And I feel like the more you shut down, like you said, if you get downloads, you have to, you know, tap into them because it could be important. It could be something that has to be written down. So it's like the job never ends, I feel.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. So we have some people in chat. Hi from PA. Hello. I need you guys to ask your questions and then put your name. That way I can see who is asking the question because it is coming up Facebook user. Okay. Phil, do you have any questions?
Well, I was enjoying the show, listening to everybody. But it's great. It's great what both of you do and your team. So but you're using abilities, right? You're using your clairaudient. You're getting downloads. And there's so many missing people and children, as we all know. I mean, every day you put the news on, someone else is missing. Right. And the question is, why?
That's an excellent question. I have found doing missing persons, a lot of people that have been found, most of them are alive and they come back. It's because of the turmoil that's happening at home, mm-hmm. abuse, a lot of negativity. They're runaways. A lot of some of the children or the kids or the teenagers, there's things that are not good.
So it's not always people who have passed on,
right.
And you know, or animals, but that is an interesting part where to connect with that and find out what's going on, whether it's drugs or a kidnapping or whatever it may be, it all comes together. And yes, it is really does weigh hard on the heart. That last case still bothers me nightly. I try to take pictures and find out, is he still here? What's happening? And they come back really strange, these photos. But with the man in bed with the boy, I learned that he was also sexually abused.
Yeah.
And that, so there's everything ties in with photographs and the readings.
And you think he was sexually abused at home?
He was. His father came on to say that his mother had a boy sleepover who was, I think, quite a few years older than he was at a young age. And the boy took advantage of him. So that's when I have this photo, but I have to keep reading that. Is that present or is that past? So I want clues as to where he is, what's happening, is he still here? And that's what I ask for. And it is a lot of pictures, takes a lot of time, but there's always some kind of crazy clue that comes in. And quite frankly, you can see these faces pretty clearly. So that helps a lot too, I think.
Yeah. And that,
you know,
too, right? That boy that you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Sebastian Rogers. It's all over the news. It was very quiet kind of when we got involved with this case. Now it's everywhere. So people are looking for him.
When he got referred to us, it was someone came to one of the team members and said they were a citizen from Tennessee and they were wanting to know if we would be interested in working on it. And it was only 2 weeks old at the time. And once we got in, oh my gosh, it's now a month old and everybody's involved.
We get permission. You know, we work with the FBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, the parents or siblings, anybody that we can connect with to get any of the last whereabouts, when's the last time you saw them, and then go from there.
So what we do basically is we give clues and leads by our downloads. And that's how it works. We connect to spirit. If you're a medium, you connect to them. Dead or alive, we're still mediums and we can still connect to energy.
Absolutely. I have a question. Do you think more platforms are more open today, like law enforcement agencies using and utilizing us as resources to work directly with more families to help find their missing loved ones? Because back in the day, they didn't really want nothing to do with us. Do you think that they're more open today?
I believe they are.
Down. Do you like ever see a missing person, know like where that person is just by studying the face of the picture and contact the authority, you know, police? Do they ever say no?
That's all the time.
How do you handle that when you know it, when you have the answer and you feel like no one's going to listen to you?
That's like they debunk us, you know?
Easily.
They do. But you have to have a connection. It's usually a connection. And, you know, the universe works with us. The universe works with us. And it will set the right path, the right journey, and it'll give us the right person to work with. It just happens that way. If you're doing the right thing, the right project, and you're going the right direction, it just flows effortlessly.
That's a very good answer. So it kind of like all happens for a reason, mm-hmm. with the right person. Yeah.
Right. And that's how this team developed.
Yes.
And it is difficult to make them aware of missing persons through psychics and their validations, but there are agencies who do want help. They want clues, anything that they can get. They want to know everything, which is why we deal with straight with the police, FBI, whomever, and specifically at family, if they're willing to do that, which is usually the case. They want to know too. They want closure or any information that they can get.
Yeah.
There has been cases though where there is a post on social media and someone's missing and you reach out and they're like, well, who are you? Well, we're a group of psychics, intuitives, and they're like, no. But you know, they get to a point where they're so vulnerable that they are desperate and yes. They'll come back and they'll say, can you help us? And it's like, yes, let us do our work. So it's
absolutely
fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Phil, you're up.
What about human trafficking, that people are kidnapped and brought to other countries, and then you see them when you go to a grocery store, you see a picture of them? Where do the abilities come in, and does it even help? Do you even know that these people are no longer in the country you belong to? They're gone.
I don't think we've had, since we've started, long distance cases like that. I mean, we've had a few, but human trafficking, I feel it's hard. Maybe through spirit photography, I can get information. The girls can get information, but that's a long trail that we have to go after to find them. Van Doren is amazing with her mapping out places where people are. And no matter where they are, we can work with them, no matter where, no matter what country. But it takes a lot and all the entire group to put forth that effort to reading into where everybody is or what's happened, you know, kidnapping or runaway murder, whatever it may be. So
it's something you haven't worked on it yet. It's something you haven't done.
So far, we've had the horse case, which was in Mexico, but so far, everyone's been local within the U.S.
And the reason I bring it up is because I'm sure, you know, most of us have seen the movie Sound of Freedom. We're not strangers to human trafficking and what's going on around the globe. And it's sad and it's horrible. And it's a $1 billion or $1 trillion business, unfortunately, to the people with the dark hands. And I always wonder, people with abilities, can they help find these people? And or is it too late? At some points, it's, you know, it's a goner. So you're working on the localized stuff, which is great. And then you have, you never know, well, you might run into a case where a friend of yours says, hey, my cousin's friend's been abducted. And then there's no search, there's no nothing, because you can't find them, only to know that they were taken away and then shipped off.
And sold to other people.
Right.
So what happens, I have found, being an empath, you're so highly sensitive with everything, anything that's moving, anything that's just existing. Yeah. So as we tap in, or as we practice using our clairs, using our senses, it's like going to the gym. You have to practice. You have to work on it. You have to, your smell, your hearing, your tasting, all these senses have to be in a high vibration and frequency to be able to see it in your sleep, hear it, spirit, you know, all these. Our body is so amazing and we are so powerful that we can find anything. How many times do you think of someone and they call?
Yes.
Or you're looking for your keys and, oh, I think they're right there, and they're there. I mean, yeah. It's our minds. It's the power of the mind. So if we can find what we're looking for, we can find anything else. We just have to practice and practice.
Right. But it hasn't been done.
No, this is why this project, the S-Files, this is why One Case at a Time is what it is, because it's like a boot camp. Everybody's learning. Each case is so intense that it'll start to activate your senses one way or another. You will heal, it'll turn on another clair of yours that you didn't know you had. Your mediumship will start opening up. All these areas of your body start activating on their own.
Yes. I have a question. Do you think after COVID, a lot of, you know, psychic mediums started opening up more with their gifts?
Yes.
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 That kind of happened to me. So that's my question to you. Mm-hmm. And why?
It's trauma. When we get trauma, we become aware of other areas we didn't know existed.
Absolutely.
Even with spirit photography, I will take pictures day and night, get different feedback. And when I'm working in the dark, when it's peaceful and very quiet in my house, it's so strong that I'm so into it, but I could almost pass out and fall asleep. Not because I'm tired, it's just the energy is so strong. And looking and finding so many faces that help give clues to where these people are and what happened, it's so intense. It really is. And I just can't stop thinking about it sometimes, but it's very rewarding. I mean, it makes me feel really good when I come up with something and the validation is there through the family. So that it feels really good. I'm sure for each of us, it's very powerful when we are giving forth all of our energy and connecting and photographing, writing down stories.
Everybody puts a little bit of their true gift into the pot and it gets compiled into a bigger masterpiece, and then it gets turned in and it makes all the sense to the family member, to whoever's getting this report. And then in the end, the whole team gets that report and reads what everybody said, and they're just blown away. They're like, oh my God, who is this person that said the same thing I did? Wow. It's really fun. I make it fun.
That's amazing. So even before you guys started working, with this team, what was like maybe the hardest case that you have worked on?
The Kimiko case, it was entangled with so many different outlets. There's the girls, when they gave their readings, they were all very similar. This particular vehicle picked her up, took her to this place. She's on drugs. There's bringing forth all that energy, I think, also helps with the missing persons that are on the street. Someone automatically will send in a note. Oh, there's this person that you were looking for. I got a picture of them. I suppose this is what the police department does, is they go out to the people that are on the streets. They're taking pictures, getting their names and information. They try to help them. Some don't want help, or they go into a place and then they leave. And it's hard because it's an addiction. If it's that particular case on a drug addiction, it's almost as if it's more important than life. And that's the hard part for me. There's so much more. They're here for a reason. And so far it's been young people, middle-aged. So it's,
each case is hard. Each case is hard. They're all different. They're all good. They're all intense. They make you realize the value of your own life. Personally, I mean, really, you start to realize, wow, I'm in a good place right now,
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of healing all the way around, a full circle in doing missing persons. So it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be gifted.
I always say it. Yes, you're right. But for me, I guess it could be a blessing. It's a blessing, of course. And then it's also, you have to put it. It's a curse too, sometimes. If they don't stop, and we're human. We have to sleep. We have to take care of our kids. I remember not too long ago, maybe it was like a few weeks ago, there on our Alexa, right, Phil? There was a Spanish man who would not stop playing Spanish music on the Alexa. He was trying to get our attention, and we were trying to figure out why. No matter what we said to play, he's sitting there playing Spanish music, and I couldn't understand it. And it was wild. I mean, these are the things that sometimes do not turn off.
Wow, that's interesting. Something to do with the words in the song. There's all these little trails you can take to figure out what it is.
Yeah, and you do so many readings that sometimes you just don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's great what you're doing. You're helping people. And you're helping, you're helping and you're feeling good about it, and it's great. There should be more people like yourselves doing it. I often wonder, because all of us pretty much are born with an ability. Depends if we tap into it or we don't, or if we believe in our own abilities. And there's still a lot of unsolved questions to us, what we can actually do and our capabilities, because there's people that have never been found, ever. And they're offering millions of dollars for Jimmy Hoffa. Where is he? Well, there's 2 million psychics, but no one's ever claimed to know where he is. Because where is he? They're offering millions of dollars. Where is he? And no one has an answer to it. No one. What is interesting is that I'm listening to this show, and it seems to me that when is the connection brought to you to help find the person, because it was brought to you through intent, you're able to connect and help, like that energy cord. Yeah. And at a random, if you were just to think about a missing person that's been gone for a long time, there may not be anything there. Natalie Holloway, she's never been found. It's lie after lie after lie that guy comes forward with, but no psychic around the globe has ever, ever proven where her body was. It was all make-believe. She's in the ocean. She was eaten by sharks. She's buried under concrete. Everything. She was burnt, you know. So, but then when you look at the cord of connection, what yous are doing, it's kind of like you're walking this path for a reason in life. And then when something's brought to you, you're able to connect, to find and help, right? It's like a paranormal investigator. Why am I going to this location? I don't believe in coincidences. As a spiritualist, I don't believe there is anything that's a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. And I went to a certain location for a reason, not only for the fright fest of, wow, what's I'm going to get the spooks and what's there, but maybe I'm here for a reason because that spirit wants me here for validation, for proof, for pictures, for whatever. And it's interesting, right? It's fascinating to me because Julie and I know that, look, we know there's ghosts and spirit. We know this, not by reading books or watching fake stuff on television. It's all nonsense. By hands-on experience, we could say, hey, we'll tell you straight up, it's real, period. We know because there's things that are unexplainable. And with that comes the ability of people like yourself to help other people and bring contentment to the heart of finding people and children. And there are so many cases that go unsolved. And I'm going to throw a curveball because whether you believe or you don't believe, look, as a paranormal investigator and a person who keeps a spotlight on all the stuff that goes on around the world and our fake government, because they lie about everything. We're not alone in the universe. We're not alone. And, you know, it's cover up. And then you got some big people that come forward in the Pentagon and say, no, we're not alone. And then you got the other people saying, no, it's all fake. And I think we can see through the veil if you got a bit of a brain that the government lies about just about everything anyway. But having said that, now let's look at the cases where people have claimed that other people they know have been abducted and never found. Is there such a connection from us, mankind, to even know where these people are being brought? Or is it just something that it's not understood because we cannot comprehend it into that other realm? I'll pause it there and you guys can answer it.
May I, Kara?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, so with what you just said, Phil, thank you for sharing that. Because I find that at this time, we're going through a bigger awakening and tribes are connecting right now. And the right people, the right, I'm going to say family. You could say it's family. This is all 3D, but in a higher, higher frequency, we're being guided. We are being guided to bring community together in this 3D level, in this work, whatever it is that we're working in, and we're here to enhance everybody, turn those notches up, turn them on to get them to start doing better work. It's not just paranormal. It's not just missing persons. It's more than that. And it's a frequency that this planet is so corrupt. It's very sad. And I'm not going to go there because I am starting to travel. It's your guys is making me go this way right now. So I'm trying to come down a few notches. But cosmic speaking, we are being guided to heal this planet. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot of footwork right now. That's all we're doing. And that we're to keep it simple. That's it. Simple. Okay, I came down now.
Well, pretty much all you can do is keep it simple, because even if you had all the answers, who would believe? Who would take the time, effort, and energy to try and research what you've been saying? So I agree with you. I agree with that. And it makes me think, you know, as an investigator, there's so many cases out there that are unsolved, and some of them can be mysterious that we just don't get these answers to. We may never get answers to, right? So I agree with you.
Well, it's kind of like when, you know, you're doing a reading for somebody and so-and-so wants to talk to, you know, their mom, right? And just say the mom is not coming forward. I mean, spirits want to talk about what they want to talk about. I mean, if it's not always, it's not, we're not always going to get it. And I guess that's the way it is.
We may not always find the person that's missing, but we'll give you some answers. We'll all provide you information of what we see in our own way, and it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with it. That's all we can do.
Right. That's the truth.
Absolutely. So have you guys ever had a spirit of missing loved ones help you locate them?
Yes, I have. Okay. I have the Kimiko case where her aunt came through and her mother was there. I have a picture within a picture, just a small one. And it shows this lady with long dark hair sitting on a bench talking to someone. And all the pictures that I get, we have Zoom meetings with one of the family members and explain the pictures, and that's when I get validation. Oh yes, they send me pictures of her, the mother, so matches the picture, long dark hair, you know, just they match, they validate. So they are trying to put forth some kind of a trail to say this is what happened, or this is what's going to happen, and maybe help lead somewhere. Any answers I'll take, but to get the validation, sometimes there's good answers and bad answers.
Yeah.
Some people get information through dreams as well. So spirit may be giving them information through dreams. So they write it down and then we move forward from that. This Sebastian case is one of the hardest, though. And we still all get information. We still are. This one is nonstop. But where is Sebastian? Honestly, I don't feel he's here anymore.
I'm going to probably agree with that. I mean, it's sad, but you don't want to believe it. But you have to go what your gifts and what you see and. Mm-hmm. You guys are telling you it's a very sad case,
and all these stories that have been resurfacing, or things that are being said in the news, it's bits and pieces that are in our reports that we turned in 2 weeks ago when we started the case. So now they're coming out in the news and it's like, wow, I said that the first time. And you feel good about yourself. You begin to have more faith in your ability and your gifts. And you're just like, wow, I was right in the first place, you know? So that brings a lot of confidence.
It does. Have you ever had a spirit that may not even know the deceased person help you in a case? Because I've seen that happen.
I don't think I've had that in picture so far yet, but it always leads me back to how can these people do this kind of thing? It is so horrible. And that drives me to find or even ask spirit. I would like to know where he is, what happened, anything leading up to this poor person, this kid or whomever. And then where are they now? And are they here? So some of the pictures were Sebastian was here, then I kind of get a negative, nothing. So, you know, we all get together and kind of go over it a second time. And what do you feel? What do you think? And with photographs, with readings, all the girls and guys get together. And because we don't know each other, we really are fascinated to read what the reports are. And it is amazing to see that this group of people are so right on.
Yeah.
Just amazing to the T. Yeah. So we haven't had so many animal cases. We've had a couple where they come through in photographs, but they're gone. At least you know they're okay.
Yeah.
But people, especially special needs kids and anyone with special needs I just feel driven to find that person. I want to know, can you show me what this person looks like? So I do come up with male or female faces, but I have to kind of do some research. Is this person a part of that family? Because there's like a conspiracy pretty much going on, I think, with Sebastian's case. I do believe that there's a lot of people involved in it.
Yeah.
I believe that once you start working into different cases, you just start getting more better cases or deeper cases, or it just start getting more intense. And the situation becomes more involved to where your gifts and your abilities, you're just expanding. It's almost like you get this brain overload. You know that, okay, let's, where do I need to exercise? What area do I need to exercise in my brain? But it's fascinating to be challenged that way.
Do you guys follow the missing children's cases on Instagram? I mean, there's just so many of them. And ever see a child and just be automatically drawn to that child and have an answer in your mind. And what do you do with that? Do you reach out? Do you first talk to your team? What is the first step when you feel like you know something? Because it's so much.
It's overwhelming. I don't even tap into that because all our work is just referrals. We just get enough with referrals.
But it is hard. You go to the grocery store, there's all these people lined up, and it hits my heart. You know, there's so much in this world that's going on with abductions and or runaways or the drug factor or so many different stories. Father took the child, mother has no idea, and then they go off and take off. There's all kinds of scenarios that can come up.
But it's not always negative that way. Sometimes, like I said before, some of the cases are where they're gone, the family's all panicking, or, you know, help us find them. And they're at the neighbor's house, or they're just down the street. They just didn't want to come home because they were mad at their parent. They're now on the missing case file, you know, so they just, it's just stuff like that. There's trauma at home. So there's a lot of that happens. And here I'm thinking, oh my God, they're in a trunk, they're in a ditch, they're, you know, something's going on with them, but that's not even the case.
Now, I think our brains are so used to thinking the worst too. You're right. There's just kids that, you know, get mad that their parents took their phones and they're hiding out. But unfortunately, you know, you have to make a big deal about it because you just don't know. You don't know.
So in a situation like that, there has been cases that way as well, is that when we work with the family, we'll just say, okay, you need to seek some kind of therapy. You need to seek counseling. You need to get your family together and go get help. That's all we can do.
Right, because there's always a stem. There's always the root of a problem of that happening, usually.
Somewhere where we've had cases where a parent or the family, even the grandparent, has been involved with drug dealing, jail, drug addiction, and that leads down to the person we're looking for. It's just depends. It's not always, but some specific cases, you end up learning why this person is the way they are, and can they pull off cleaning up and coming back and starting a whole new life. You know, I always hope for the best, but it's some have to prove themselves, and that's the hard part. We can't always clean them up, but we can help find them. We've had several families just so thankful to even get information, because what we don't know verbally and come up with through being intuitive, that gives them validation. Okay, then they get more involved with the case. Well, this is what happened. This is where they were. And this is how our family life was. So that kind of leads to the story as to why this person is maybe having trouble. And they're out there. They're still alive. They're just out on the street. So can't help everyone, but you sure can try.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you see the future as? You know, what you are doing, do you want to expand more people within your group around the world in different states and countries to have a circle effect of energy where you have a broader span of help with people that have these abilities like yourself to take on more and help more at the same time?
Absolutely. We have people from Minnesota, Iowa, New Zealand. We have different areas of United States. So there's 13 of us all together, and there's about 6 of us out from California. The rest are out of state. So it's almost as if, okay, that state represents that state. And if they have cases, then they bring them to the table. So we will expand further on, and we will probably expand further out as far as other categories, not just missing persons, because there's so much in the planet. We just are starting new right now. We're warming up. I'll put it that way.
You are. You're warming up, and I feel like it's gonna be big. You guys are gonna be expanding probably all over the world.
That's what I feel. That's what she's felt. And I know this is our goal to do that. Exactly. And sometimes there's old TV shows, whatever case files, missing persons, or, you know, the forensic files. Watching those just feeds me. You know, I want to do more. And I know we can. All these people are very powerful. So it's a gift from above, and I am fascinated with what I can do alone, because it's very
different.
It's unique. Yeah. And I've learned to read photos, and not only that, there's spirits bringing forth photographs as to, okay, maybe this is a lead. So I really concentrate on that, because I don't have the ability that you have, or Van has, perhaps you too, feel it, but I don't. I just, through photos, I also get a gut instinct that feels so real and so positive as to whatever is negative or positive. But what I feel, I think, is right or wrong, they validate that. Mm-hmm. So that feels good. So I do think it helps us intuitively. It helps a lot.
So,
and I do hope to go far.
So this this project, it's all about energy. All about energy. And it's all about activating the energy at the same time. So when we are referred to a case, it's so important to get permission. That's the number one thing. And once we get the permission, we turn on the switch and we run.
Off and running, but you're
all
right.
All at the same time. And then there's a cutoff date. And everybody has to turn in their report, their information, by such and such time, because it's part of that energy flow. It has to flow together. So this team flows together.
That's good.
And when we say, okay, let's do it, then that energy, it's like a tidal wave. I see it like a tidal wave, and we are honing in, like we're scanning the world.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty awesome.
Well, we're good scanning the world because no one else is. So that's great. It just amazes me. You know, there's so many different areas I can go in this topic. It amazes me that we can see pictures of Mars, but we can't see people that just go disappearing. It's kind of like some of these things are so naive, again, from the big wigs, you know, the famous government people, you know, like everything. When they want something caught on surveillance, it'll be caught. Otherwise, you're just a number. They don't care. Because you and I know that we're all under that scope, that microscope. And if they want you, they'll find you. They've proven it, right? They find people in different countries hiding miles under the ground that we're looking for. They'll get them. But when it comes to someone's missing people and children and all, we don't get involved with that. We don't know about that. Yeah, you got a camera on everybody and everything. But, hey, great work. I mean, this is great that you're doing it. And I feel, you know, you have a lot of abilities to expand into a realm and help a lot of families, which is more important than anything, right? At the end of the day, it's people helping people, right? It's one case at a time, and that's all you can do, but that's enough. Because with each case that becomes solved, it fills the heart and that void of the people that are going through that grief.
And we don't charge. We do this from our hearts. None of us charge at all. And, you know, down in the future, maybe if there's something, a reward or whatever, that may help all of us. But I'm never out to ask for anything. I do this from my heart. And I know they all do as well. Yeah. So it's, you know, people do stop and go, how much is that going to cost? Well, nothing. Nothing at all.
I think people don't realize, like, you know, paranormal investigating and, you know, finding missing children. I mean, that's something that it shouldn't be a fee for. So, and that's something we need to get out there too. So, if you have someone that is, you know, going to charge, then move on from that person.
Right.
And that's where people need to also consider that they need to take the fear away of who labels what? Paranormal, psychics, intuitives? That's just a label.
Right.
We're here giving from the heart. Just listen to that part. What happened to that?
Hey, so where can people find you and all that good stuff? And how do they follow you? Do you have a website?
Facebook, Instagram, and yes, a website. It's one case at a time. And the logo comes out blue, red, and white. And then there's all bit of information about who we are, what we do. There's photographs that have been taken, information about reports and people.
There's testimonials. Yeah, there's testimonials. We have a lot on the website. So it's onecaseatatime.com.
Yeah.
Yes, the .com part.
Yeah. That's awesome. Right. You guys have a lot. All of your cases are on the website, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
There's no filters. There's nothing hidden. We're open. We're honest. We just are who we are.
And I think if we get involved in somebody's case where, say, someone abducted someone or hurt them, murdered them, whatever it may be, and we're out there, they still can't find us because we have the initials, just the state we're from. So I feel very comfortable, and there's no hesitation from me or the others doing this. That's why we're secretive that way. And I think it's best to stay that way.
Yeah. Nobody's labeled. Their names are not out there. So it's only we identify you by state or location. That's it. It's a protection.
Right.
I like that. There's a lot of people in this world with no positive thinking, all negative, all mean, and, you know, that do bad things to who they're with, who they've abducted, and then they could come look for us because they're mad, something to that effect.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something really quick. before we end the show, you just hit on something I got to talk about. There is a story of a mob figure who did not want someone found. And this is going back a little bit, and the psychic came forward and says, we know where this person is. And well, lo and behold, they got a visit. And, you know, you just rang a lot, something in my mind, because they got a very bad visit saying, you will not disclose this information. Mm-hmm. They took their information, they took the family's information, and they said, this is over. So it's just one of those things where I understand what you're doing. And but hey, great work. Seriously.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything that you guys do. Thank you for coming on the show tonight and telling.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
It was so fun. And it goes by so fast.
It did.
It does. It was-
But I thank you, because, you know, this helps get us out there, and we don't charge, and we love to do what we do individually. We love it. So if anybody needs help, we're here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you. Special thank you to Carnation for fully sponsoring the show from day one. We love them. Thank you. And join us next Monday night on the United Public Radio Network on 105.3 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. Thank you, everybody, and have an amazing night. Thank you, ladies, and thank you for everything that you guys are doing, you and your team.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.